Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. I have the one and only Tim manning the phones this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Long time no see. I feel like I haven't seen you forever, my friend.
I know. The whole three-week thing.
Yeah, I know. I know. But it's nice to have you, as always.
So nice Tim, to be here.
Tim will be manning the phone, 781-837-4900, if you didn't catch that phone number. And you can call us with any questions that you may have regarding real estate, because I have, of course, Cindy Ford here with me this morning, my co-host.
Missed you last week.
Yeah, how'd you do? I didn't listen.
I was at McKenzie's volleyball game.
Yeah, McKenzie's team did really well. Yep. St. Michael's did really well. So I'm really excited for the girls. That was their last, you know, sort of tournament for the spring. Mm. And then they start, you know, volleyball's really a fall thing. So she's going to a big dance tonight. She's, ooh, yes, ROTC thing. So ooh, what does mom ask? What are you wearing? Oh, a gold dress. I go, what is he wearing? She goes, his uniform. I should have known that.
Right?
Well, but anyways, you were here last week with Stephen Cook from
yes,
Imperial.
Yes, I was.
Did a great job.
Yes.
I hear. I didn't listen.
I didn't either, thank God. But Steve helped me along the way. He was great. He was a great co-host. But yes, I did miss you. I missed the little banter back and forth and interrupting
each other.
Listen,
we just had enough banter out in the hallways here for to last a lifetime, right, Tim? Tim will keep us in check. He always does. He'll try to anyways. Oh, look, he's so good. You're so hopeful today with the boards and the eraser and, you know, our
ready for the big calls.
Screen. I'm ready for anything.
You're ready with the big screen, all of our callers that are going to call in today.
Oh.
And Cindy, do you want to introduce our one and only this morning?
Oh, I have the pleasure, the absolute pleasure of sitting beside the one and only Matt Kritz from the Clean Team.
Yes.
We love you. This is going to be a fun show.
Well,
you're going to keep both of us in check. Well, no, we have to keep you in check.
Well,
that's the problem.
True, yeah.
You
bring
out the
my wife
best
punches
or worst.
Out as soon as you guys accept me to do the show. She takes like this hour off. So absolutely, I am unscreened.
Thanks, Jennifer. We get to deal with him now, don't
yes.
we?
We love that, though.
Yeah. No, but again, we always talk about the Clean Team, and we were actually driving by. Mark and I were going, I don't know where we were going, but we drove right by, you know, your place there in Kingston. So I said, hey. You know,
there they are.
They're going to be right there. So I know during today's show, we're going to be giving away two $50 gift certificates, right, that people can use. Yay,
yes.
Yay. And we will tell you and give you more information about those as we get into the show a little bit more. I know Cindy was complaining a little bit about her allergies this morning. Mine have been brutal.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm a mess. Thank God this is radio.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, you look
at me. I'm I can't swallow. Like my eyes, my cheeks, my nose, my throat.
That's what gets me the most right there.
Yeah. And my face hurts. It hurts me now more than it hurts you across the way. Yeah. Oof.
I was just going to say, it's killing me.
Took an Alka-Seltzer PM. That's all I'm going to say. Late last night. By mistake.
And we're on our way to a fabulous morning.
Absolutely.
But it is a big thing right now, actually. They're saying that the pollen counts this year, has something to do with the mild winter.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of rain early and lack of snow. So it's going to be one of those peak years.
Yeah. And if we can feel it already before we even see the green layer on all of our furniture, I can only imagine. So we ended up actually, I spoke about this a couple weeks ago. I had air conditioning put in my house this year. I just had to do it. I said to my husband, I cannot go through another year with the allergies like that. First of all, I'm sick of cleaning it. Yeah. But
you have the windows open so you can get some sleep or get some fresh air and everything's green.
Yeah. And it's gross. So one of the things that we don't, and this was funny because I didn't think of it, Matt, until we had you on the show, was that it gets into everything. Yeah. It's on the furniture. It does all of that. So we're going to talk about that. What are a couple of the other topics we're going to talk about before we get into it?
Well, I know that we wanted to talk about, some of the allergies, obviously. And then we talked a little bit more about, we mentioned mattress cleaning in the past and never really touched on it too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everything that you bring in from outside, if you're one like me, I'll wear the same pair of pajama pants for 3 weeks. Just wear them to bed. But I walk the dog or whatever, and that stuff comes in and gets in your bed. So,
Okay. Good to know. Thank you for sharing
that. Apparently you don't have hot flashes, my friend.
Because they'd be soaking wet.
Yeah,
you can't wear pajama pants more
than once. As a woman that's premenopausal, you cannot wear your pajamas more than once, okay? Yeah, and sometimes there's two or three pairs a night. Let's just go there.
Or a dozen. Put me on the spot.
Just saying. So lucky you that you can wear them for 3 weeks straight.
Well, maybe not three. It might be a month.
He embellished.
Oh, no, he said maybe a month.
Maybe.
You know. Okay. Note to self.
But it is actually, but if you think about it, if you do have your windows open and, you know, you have like your closet doors are open, you know, that pollen, even just talking about it, honestly, I feel my throat closing as we're speaking here.
Well, and you're talking, so we see it on the furniture because it's wood and that, but I'm not even realizing until now, it's on the couch, it's in the carpet, it's on, well, I can see it sometimes on the, like, it's bad.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we're just doing the wood cleaning and all that stuff, but geez, Matt, what can we do about that carpet?
Well, that is an interesting question. Vacuuming is the most important thing.
Because
you figure, look how much it's just in the air and settling. So it gets in your nose, it gets in your carpet, and when it gets in your carpet, it sticks around a little bit. So you want to vacuum it out.
Sometimes with the vacuum cleaners, though, I think you need a good vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, you do.
That time. You know, because I just picture it just going sort of, you're just sort of spreading it everywhere in the air.
Well, most good vacuum cleaners now are going to have not only a, you want to get a vacuum bag that has a American Lung Association certified bag.
Oh, okay.
Because that filters down to like a certain size. I think it's 0.10 micron. And then for the exhausting air, it has a HEPA filter.
Mm-hmm.
So that picks up down to 0.03, which is, smaller than
it's
that.
It's a lot.
It's funny,
it's
too.
Small. It gets a lot. I mean, it gets a lot. It's not,
it does.
It's
it
a
gets,
lot.
It does. It gets
some
a lot.
Some of them are expensive, though. Some of those vacuums. I don't think you need the one with the, you know, that these big name fancy brand ones. I mean, I have one, but
it doesn't do
any better than the other non-fancy brand
one. And the thing is that you got to use it. You know, it doesn't.
That's key,
if you can have a regular decent vacuum, as long as you're using it.
Yeah.
You know, changing the bag when it starts to get a little full, and just doing it. You can have the most expensive vacuum in the world and think if I vacuum once a month, it's going to do a better job. Well, no, it's not.
Yeah, I have a vacuum and it's like a little vacuum pack, so it's easier to do like the stairs and everything.
Don't you love that?
I do love it. I feel like a Ghostbuster.
A back vac.
Right?
Yeah, I love it. It's a little thing, and I actually let Mary borrow it, and she never brought it back. So Mary, I know you're listening.
You could bring that in on Monday morning. That would be great.
Yeah, I know. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with Matt Kritz from the Clean Team, of course, 781-837-4900. So you've been on with us many times, and we do get very silly. So for the first $50 gift certificate, I haven't called you your nickname, what I always banter your name throughout the show. If you can think of the name that I call Matt Kritz, There's the hint. Call in. Tim's manning the phone, 781-837-4900, and you will be the first person to get the $50 gift certificate, because we're giving out two, so we'll give out one after the break, too. What are some of the things that people, that what are the services you provide to help people with the allergies inside the house?
Okay. Well, we have anti-allergen cleaning, which is a three-step system. You start with a pre-spray that helps break down the cat dander, the dust mite, deals with things with that. A lot of people have issues with dust mites, and it breaks down the dust mite feces that's in everything. And then so that's the pre-spray. Then you clean it with an actual detergent that is also plant-based and made to remove it better. Mm-hmm. And then there is a residual spray that you can put on afterwards, which will help with the later on effects. So as things start to build again, it sort of has a residual effect.
Is that just for carpets, or are we
carpets,
talking
upholstery, bedding?
Okay.
We have a product that we sell. You can wash your bedding in it. And if you have a child that just can't sleep through the night because of allergies, you can wash their bedding with this. And then and obviously all this stuff they can check with their allergist. But then you get like 5 or 6 washes before you have to redo it again. And we've had people say that, you know, my child could not sleep through the night from May until November. And with this product, they can. And it's nothing that we made. It's just something that we found out about, and we buy it and we sell it because it's a great product.
No, that's awesome. You do have some great things. Remember the last time was Tom's, because I was actually cleaning my refrigerator, and I was like, I had to go get some Tom's toothpaste to get that out. Still haven't done it, but
hey, but you know how to do it.
I do know how to do it.
It's on your. It's there.
It's in there. Yeah. I mean, well, see, you are sort of like a scientist, though. I mean, you're putting all these pieces together.
Mad scientist.
A little bit.
A little bit. So with that, I think that that's a great idea with the to get everything, because what about their clothes and everything else? If you think about younger kids, I mean, they're out in the playground and during school the pollen is falling on all of that equipment and everything else, so it's all over them.
And not only that, see what happens is even in the fall, they're rolling around in the leaves. They bring all that mold spores in from the leaves and sit on the couch, and now it's on the couch, and they roll around on the floor. Now it's everywhere. The biggest contributor to mold being inside of a house isn't from flood and water and things like that we think of. Mm-hmm. It's when it comes in on our clothes. And there's been studies done. Dan Bernazzani, who's a friend of mine, he did a PhD study about how mold gets into a home. And the biggest reason it comes in is from the outdoor, from kids and from us being outdoor doing work. And we come in, we sit down.
And the pets, right? I mean, pets, what about our pets? You know what I mean? Gracie goes out in the backyard. She's rolling all over the grass. And then she comes in and then we're patting her and then we're touching things.
And everybody's so focused on, well, oh my gosh, I have a leak in my ceiling. I better make sure I don't have mold. But that's not really the problem, because that's one of those things that doesn't happen to everybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't happen at all. It's what's coming in on us. And that's why it's so important, if you want a healthy environment in your home, to clean and make sure that when it's done properly, so that you don't have to have those worries.
Yeah. Now, you're not doing any type of cleaning like that, though, like mold remediation.
We don't do mold remediation.
No. Okay.
But
a whole different thing, isn't it?
It is a whole different thing. But that's when you're talking about mold, where you've had some type of a loss, and you've had a flood, or you've had pipes break or something.
Yeah.
Just cleaning in general is going to remove the things that I'm talking about, the pollen and the stuff that comes in attached to ourselves.
Do you come into the home and do that, though, for people that, you know, because you said it was like a 3 or 4 step process?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. Yeah.
Oh,
we have a truck actually that's just designated to do things like that.
Really?
You know, we actually have 4 now, and with this newer truck that we have, you can add whatever type of agents you want to it. It siphons and cleans as you're going, rather than in the past we've had to charge extra because we had to come in with a whole different system, bring a whole portable machine into the house. Well, now we don't have to do that. So that's one of the reasons why we got a new truck just recently.
Where do you remove, like, is it all water? Are you like refiltering the water and stuff in the truck, or do you have to dispose of that somewhere?
We dispose of it at the Kingston Water Treatment Facility.
Huh. That was a good question, wasn't it?
It was an awesome question. That's why.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's like, and it just, look at you.
Yeah, I know. Like, seriously.
I thought the sun came out. Because it was brightness.
Like, if you could have been here.
That's why it's her show.
Well, people are so worried about that with the environmental concerns and things like that. It isn't like, you know, you're just going to pull your truck up to the back of my bogs and say, well, I'm just going to dump this here. No one's going to see.
Don't let your dog swim in that water. No, here's the funny thing, okay? A lot of, you know, if there's an unscrupulous carpet cleaner out there, they have all kinds of different chemicals, and they kind of don't really have, I mean, there's differences, you know?
Yeah.
When we dump our water, we pay to have it. We pay to have it recycled. We dump it at the treatment facility. We pay X per gallon, and they run it through their system. But the cool thing is that our water and all the chemicals that we use, solutions, they're fine. You know, we buy everything top shelf, top notch stuff,
and they're more green than chemical.
You could literally dump it on your lawn, and that part of the lawn would look so much better than everything else.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, but with the chemicals and everything, because part of the problem is too is when you get, you know, you get your carpets cleaned or you get the sofa cleaned in your upholstery, even like the curtains and stuff. Now you have little toddlers and they're crawling around, right, walking around. They're on the furniture, even for your pets. You know, it can't be safe. All those chemicals for their paws and things like that. So, and it's interesting too, because some of the things you're talking about, like dust mites and all that other stuff. Mm. Next week we have Chris Weppert on from Ehrlich, formerly known as Watch All. We have them on the show, which is great because we can sort of talk a little bit about this. Yeah. So next week we'll tell people, okay, now you know you get the bugs, and we know how you can clean up that mess, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it looks like nobody remembers what your nickname is, and I can't go an entire show without saying it. So I'm just going
to
say it.
And Kritzy. I want you to say it.
Kritzy.
I love that.
Kritzy. Kritzy's here. Kritzy's in the house. 781-837-4900. I guess we'll just take caller number 5. I don't know why. It just came to my head.
Five's
just like
good.
That. 5.
95.9.
Yeah. That's a good one. You're so smart. And that person will get the $50 gift certificate. Okay. So you can take down their name and their number. We have to take a quick break. So when we come back, we're going to continue on talking about allergies, how spring is here, and how we're anticipating it to be a very bad pollen year. Outdoor furniture. I think this is great because people are taking out the furniture. Sin, you're going to be.
Yesterday, I took some out.
Yep. And how to get that all off of your outdoor furniture. Mm. And we'll also, I heard that you saved a $30,000 Oriental rug.
I did.
Well, you are a hero. I hope there was a reward.
There wasn't. Well, I got paid.
That's good.
Well, that always helps.
Actually, you know what? To be honest with you, it was the most cool thing because the woman was just, that was enough for me. She was ready to cry.
Yeah.
That's 30, awesome.
Yeah.
I would have done it for free.
Oh, that's awesome. And recent wood floor training.
Yes.
So I'm interested in that because you know I want to have that done at my house.
That's
so when we get back, we're going to talk about all those things. We'll be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Imperial Inspection Services. Complete home inspection services. Radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in 2 convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services. 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the clean team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean Oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and ceiling. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one?
What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with the one and only Matt Kritz, a.k.a. Kritzy, from the Clean Team. And we're talking everything about, you know, allergies and outdoor furniture, removing mildew stains and things like that. Our winner of our first gift certificate for $50 is Rich from Duxbury. So that would be great that Rich is, hopefully he's going to get something good done. You know what I mean? Like, you know, get the rugs cleaned. There's nothing better than, it's weird. So there's a woman who helps me with my QuickBooks for the business, you know, so she doesn't have to come to the office. She just calls in and, you know, remotely goes on there. And it's more so like, you know, coordinating and doing stuff like that. Like, oh, you have to do this. You should put this in this, blah, blah, blah. So I balanced my checkbooks. I had clean sheet night and like the floors were cleaned and everything else. Like the cleaning person came over to do that stuff. I clean my own sheets. But I said there's no better feeling than like clean sheet night and balanced checkbooks and paying all the bills on time. And so I texted that to her, my woman who helps me. She's like, we have problems. Because she got as excited as me because her cleaning woman went to her house as well.
Right.
But having like, you know what I mean? It's a good feeling. I could get that gunk out of these carpets.
Oh, I hear you.
Do you ever go to people's house and the carpet's just beyond? Like, do you just say, I mean, let's be honest here.
Yeah, I've done that. Mm-hmm. You know, what I try and do is I try and set expectations.
Yeah.
I don't go, oh, God.
No?
What prompted you to call us today?
Miracles happen in heaven, not at the clean team.
This is a carpet wand, not a magic wand. No, I'm just kidding. I kid. But I have had people where they said, listen, I know it's not going to look perfect. I just want it clean. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But yeah, you have to set the expectations so that they're not thinking that it's going to look perfect when you're done. And that's an awkward conversation at the end of, you know, you're assuming that they knew it wasn't going to look perfect and they thought it was going to look brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a little bit of, you know, chat.
Yeah. Well, you can't bring wear and tear back.
Right. No, you can't.
No, but you can clean it certainly.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, one of the things we talked about the last time, but I feel like it, since we're on the carpet thing, it's worth repeating, is like that black, you know, sometimes we go into homes, Cindy and I always refer you guys, as you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were cleaning out our foyer the other day and we have the clean team stuff there. And, you know, around the edges sometimes gets really, really dirty.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was just a place where the dust settled and that maybe the staples from underneath were like attracting it somehow. Yeah. What is that from?
That is called soil filtration. What happens is in a newer home, they don't have all the leaky windows and all the places where air comes into the house like they used to. So if you notice, that's usually on the inside walls versus the outer walls. What's happening is when the services are kicking on downstairs and pulling air through the house, they're filtering between the floors and the walls, and the carpet is acting as a filter. And even as heat rises and falls in the house, those molecules of warm air get pushed into the spaces where it's cold. Heat rises, cold falls. So there's an exchange of air that's happening in those areas. And the carpet is filtering the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see it around like vents and vents on the floor. But that is what's happening. And obviously you're not, you know, people aren't vacuuming in those crevices. I mean, you can, but it's a lot of work.
It doesn't come out though.
No, I was just going to say, when you, so in the past, I've, you know, when I had wall-to-wall carpet and I had them clean, that looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
Do you do something differently, because that's the part that was always made me crazy, because it was black, literally around the edges.
We actually can clean soil filtration. I mean, we charge by the foot because you're on your knees scrubbing it, but it's not something that can't be removed. It depends on, you know, obviously we would clean a small area and show them this is what's going to happen. And some of that stuff's going to be permanent. But
is it more with people who have oil versus gas?
No, it happens more with people who have forced hot air and forced cold air than it does with people who have gas, but it still happens with gas.
Okay.
But you mean oil.
Forced hot water?
Versus forced
hot water.
Yes.
Okay, so
if
someone has forced hot water and they have like the baseboards along, because I have that, and when we had carpets, we had it, and I was like, I would go mad trying to clean it.
But that's what's happening. You know, what you can do to minimize it is put in an air exchanger so that you're allowing air to flow through the house better without being pulled through these areas. Or if you see it on your old carpet and you don't want it to happen again, when you're getting new carpet, you take a bead of silicone caulk and you caulk all those openings.
Oh.
And all you're doing is there's that place, you know, doing hand gestures here.
But the you look like Madonna right now. Strike the pose.
Right.
Vogue.
I wish I looked like Madonna. And so you just put a bead of caulk in that area and now the air can't flow.
Yeah.
And that will get rid of it. That will not happen after that.
And it's so funny, too, because we should have somebody who comes on that's maybe, I don't even know who the person would be, like an architect or something like that, that talks, because we're talking about airflow. And one of the things that we're seeing in homes right now is there isn't any.
Right.
There's no place for air to go. So since there is that struggle, we end up with radon gas in, you know, the basements because there's nowhere for it to escape. We end up with circulation issues in the attics because there's nowhere. People aren't, I walked up to an attic just this week.
Oh.
Whew. And, you know, it's funny because doing so many home inspections with Steve Cook from Imperial, I looked up at the roof and I was like, huh, this is interesting because they cut for the ridge vent, but they covered it on the outside. So there was legitimately no air flowing through this house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that looks like some mold up there. But, and
it's
over
so
there.
Unhealthy too. You have to have airflow.
Yeah,
you see kids that are sick all the time because their windows are always shut and there's no fresh air all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely need it.
Well, I'm never opening my windows again now. I have AC and heat, so I'm all set. I'm just going to be the girl in the plastic bubble, in the glass bubble, wood bubble, whatever. Yeah, I'm not opening the windows again, honestly,
you have to a little bit.
No, not until that green stuff is gone.
Oh, no, definitely not until that's gone.
Yeah. Oh, because it's
brutal.
It's not worth it.
No.
I mean, I have allergies without it. I am not a fun person when I am cranky. I'll let you know that for sure. You can ask Cindy. 781-837-4900. We have Tim manning the phones this morning. So if you have any questions for myself or Cindy regarding, you know, buying a home, selling a home, some of the things that you should be considering when you're doing a home, putting a home on the market.
Yep.
We're also going to be Monday night. We're going to be on with Kevin Tocci. And we will be there with John Buckley, who is the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. So we'll be Monday night with Kevin Tocci, who I see roaming around the hallway here.
What time are we going to be on that show?
Yeah, I think it's like 6:30-ish.
6:30-ish?
Yeah, 6:30-ish.
Okay, so I need to be here.
We'll be ready.
Don't take that time.
Sunday night.
Ernie's over here.
I'm not going to take my medicine either.
I am a little bit. Well, the arms are a little jittery from the protein shake, and the head's a little wobbly from the Alka-Seltzer.
We're a mess. We really
it's a little bit of a mess
time.
Over here.
We need to change the time of this show. So we have Kritzy in the house with us today, and I sound like a rapper. Eminem is moving to Quincy, apparently. So hey, Eminem, I'll hook you up with a nice new house in Quincy.
There you go.
Yeah. Give us a buzz.
Wow. Oh, I would love it. I am so good at like singing and dancing hip hop. Like Prince, died, and somebody sent me a message, Sharon. All I can think of is the St. Margaret's dances with you pointing your fingers like I would die for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wondered why you wore the ball cap with the straight bill on today, sideways. I just thought maybe.
With the skirt and the blouse, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So cool.
Yeah. I have purple socks on underneath these heels.
Yeah, I must say, both of you. Wow. Stunning. You know, I come in a pair of jeans and tennis shoes, and these two ladies are dressed to the nines.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely working today.
Oh, so this is Saturday and Sunday. Real estate agents work on Saturday.
All the time.
Look, Kritzy, let's make this more about you and less about us.
Right? Can we do that?
Because this really is your time.
And there's two topics coming up that I really want to hear about.
Okay.
The outdoor furniture.
The outdoor furniture, yes. But flooring.
Why don't we talk about the flooring, since we were just talking about the carpets? And
yes.
Again, it really, I mean, all kidding aside.
Yes.
The program that you do, I mean, do you want to talk about like costs and stuff? I mean, how much does it really cost to do that three-step thing? Is it very expensive to do that? And do you come in, do you do like the carpets, the sofas, the curtains?
Curtains, yeah.
And how long does it last?
And how long does
that
it
treatment?
Take?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll if we're doing a whole house like that, depending on the size, I mean, we would just bring in more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would quote it and figure it out. You know, the prices would vary depending on the severity of the issues that we're dealing with. Some people just want us to clean with it. Some people want us to do the pre-treatment and the after-treatment. But the nice thing is we'll go in and we'll give an absolute down-to-the-penny consultation with the homeowner, set up expectations, let them go over the information, make mm-hmm. sure it's what's going to work for them, and then speak with their doctor, make sure that it's the right process for that, and then we would move forward if we come, you know, within a point where we can help each other.
Do you suggest that people do that now, or do you think that they should wait until after it's gone? Because I feel like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And again, it's because I feel like people probably didn't do it at the end of last year. So I feel like now you're sitting on it. You're probably getting it deeper into your sofa and your furniture.
Right. I mean, if you've got real issues with it, then this is something you should do at least twice a year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just a normal person, you don't need to go to all these great lengths as far as using these special treatments. The thing about anything that is green and is plant-based, if you've got stuff that's really, really soiled, then it's going to have to be cleaned normal first, and then you can go with the green process.
Okay.
Because the green cleaning is obviously the fact that it's environmentally safe and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it obviously isn't going to work on something that's really, really soiled.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear the birds? I can hear the birds out there.
I did hear a bird, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if they get allergies, too. Well, I think that this is a great idea. And again, we do... I mean, I feel like I don't remember allergies being like this when we were younger.
I was just going to say that when we were kids. And again, I might not be able to remember back then, but we were... And here's the other thing. We were outside all the time. There mm-hmm. weren't these
right.
games and video... Like, we were always outside. And I don't ever remember in the summer... We always had our windows open.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it got, you know, 60 degrees, windows were open. Is it something that's getting worse or has gotten worse, and why is that? Is it?
Well, I mean, I have my thoughts, which, you know, that's all they are. I'm not a allergist, but, you know, I think...
You're the closest thing we're getting to one this
morning.
I was
going to say, and you know what?
So give us your thoughts.
I drove by a Holiday Inn on the way here, so that makes me smarter. Yeah, the thing is with allergies, I think a lot of this stuff is because we're using so many anti-allergen products as far as like washing our hands with the stuff that kills every germ that there is.
Yeah.
You know, and we're taking everything out of the situation. I think that sometimes our bodies aren't building up these natural defenses towards it. I know myself. I mean, I grew up on the West Coast where everybody out there, all the air is coming in off the water. So you never really, I never had allergies. When I moved here, I all of a sudden had these terrible seasonal allergies. So some people could be relocating. You know, obviously there's more trees in New England that are going to give you issues than a lot of other places. But I mean, like, I have a daughter who's allergic to peanuts. I never knew a soul allergic to peanuts.
No,
when
you
I was
never.
A kid.
And now everyone, like,
yeah.
I know, never,
never, never.
Yeah. We just.
My sister is allergic to peanuts, so I grew up with that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that you have to think about.
Yes.
Like, you can't do the peanut butter first.
No.
You have to do the jelly first.
Amen.
Little
right.
things, right?
Yep.
No, people don't think of that stuff.
Yeah, because you
That's
can't
That's why I just said to you about your awesome lasagna. There's so many people with allergies,
oh,
and
right.
you use cashews as the base in there.
As the, in place of ricotta, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
It's so
do you
good.
Have some of that?
It is so, I'm not even going to digress, but it is so good. It's my paleo lasagna. And I actually wrote on the recipe, this is so good.
Mm. Yeah, it is delicious.
It is delicious.
We'll send you the recipe.
I'll give you the recipe. I might even make you
it.
Some, honey.
Yeah,
I'm looking right now. I mean, pollen is so, there. It's so active. Like, there's literally, I just put in pollen this year in Massachusetts, and there's pollen.com.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You can't really get much better than that. But in our area, you know, it's the height level right now, it's high for this entire, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's going to drop a little bit. I don't know why. Maybe it will rain or something. And then Wednesday, it's 10.2 again. So it's it's really going to be high this year. It has everything in there, too, about why and how people get it. But I just do know that if you can take that, give the kids at least some comfort. for us, where, like, I'm popping Zyrtec and putting, like, rhino something or other up my nose. I shouldn't be doing both, but I'm dying. We're not going to do that to a kid.
No, right? No.
You know?
Yeah.
So, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us regarding what we're talking about cleaning your interior of your home and getting all of that pollen out of there and making it a little more allergy-friendly for you and your family. That detergent sounds great. How much is that? Like, what is it, like a big bucket? Like,
it's a gallon. It's a gallon. I believe it's around $56.
Okay.
You know, give or take. We don't step on it a lot at all. We mostly just get the money that we paid for the handling back.
So with that too, so what makes it different than just washing it with regular detergent?
Well, this is specifically geared to go after the dust mite feces, and that's the biggest problem. And it breaks down the allergic reaction. So
dust mite feces.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah. And we're just laying in it. Wait until next week's
dust
show.
Dust mite was bad enough. Okay, and now they're feces.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could literally like gross you guys right out of the room if I wanted to. But
you would be a great show. So when Cindy and I can't make it one time, you and Chris Weppert, who's on next week from Ehrlich, you guys can talk bugs and feces all the time.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's good though. So it's taking it out of there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the hardwood floors. This is like one of my... I love this. Putting the shine back on things a little bit, right?
Talk about this.
Well, you know, one of my guys and I, last month, we went out to Indiana and got recertified to do a process that we've been doing all along. But, you know, things change. And so we went out there and we learned of a whole new process and a system that we've been using, but how it's been reformulated and just amazing results. We did a customer like about maybe a week after we got back, and the end result was just so much better. And, you know, they were always good before, but when you have a better process, then obviously it's a better result. I mean, that's the way I feel. A little more expensive, but it's because the price of the goods went up. But it's a catalyst-based process now, so you're adding a catalyst to this finish. So what the catalyst does is it allows the finish to become even harder. So they call it a diamond hard finish. So that's going to give you more wear, you know.
So what kind of a hardwood floor can you put? So sometimes hardwood floors, you know, they're the finish in certain areas, because it's a high traffic area, something is completely gone.
Right.
Or is it just that, you know, they just look a little dull, or, you know, what kind of a floor can accept this treatment?
Right.
How long? I'm going to ask these questions now because I'll forget. And you know I will, because I'm slipping. How long does the process, let's just say you're doing the whole downstairs of like 2,500 square feet. Like, how long do you have to stay off that and is there any,
The biggest concern Mark has, because I want to have this done in my house.
Yeah.
And I guess, what are the expectations?
Right.
Similar to the carpet.
Like carpet. Like, you know? Because there are people that it needs to be redone and refinished. And at what level can you do what you're doing? And what's the downtime?
Okay. Do we have time to answer that now?
Yeah, we can do it. It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Love that.
Tim loves me, so he's not going to get mad at me. He won't watch. He'll smile.
So awesome.
A
couple of weeks ago, we didn't do any
commercials. See, I didn't even have to look. He's smiling. He loves me. I love him. We have this thing.
That's
perfect.
Great.
We're a match made in heaven.
I love it.
So,
well,
yes. Why don't
I mean, in a perfect situation, we could do it all in a day. And by that night, you can walk on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's if we're doing a whole bottom of a house and there's, like you said, 2,300 square feet, well, that furniture has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So we can either do half the house one day, half the house the other, or we, you know, the person could have hire a mover, put all that stuff in pods, and we can do the whole house in one day. You know, you hire the same mover to bring it back and put it back in the house 2 days later.
So we should have a little networking meeting at our office, by the way, because Gallo Moving, so we have Bill Balo. I mean, that could be something that you guys could coordinate together, and maybe if people, our listeners, WATD listeners are listening, you can give a little bit of a $50 gift card or something, and he can give a little bit of a $50 gift card, and the two of
we
you can collaborate
can.
Together. Who else can we bring into this? Oh, and then we'll bring Chris Weppert into it, and he can tell you do have bed bugs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, the thing is what this process is allowing you to do, and even if, like to your other question, sometimes the blemishes and things that look really bad, those can be masked so that we're not sanding them out, but we're using light grit sandpaper. We're sort of cleaning them up, and then we kind of cover it up with we use pencils and markers and little bits of finish and stain to bring that back to the regular.
So you can do, that's great. That's great to know.
You know, it's never going to look like it was all sanded and all redone. But, you know, if only a small portion of your floor looks like that and the rest is perfect, you don't want to sand and lose all that patina and color that you have.
And it's generally in certain areas, like in front of the sink, in front of the refrigerator. Yeah. Ours is more in front of the refrigerator than in front of the stove. Go figure.
Yeah. And then a lot of times what people will do is there will be an area that may not, maybe it's not going to turn out as good as everything else. Well, then we'll still do it, but they'll put a rug over that so it doesn't happen again.
And it's going to be better than what it was.
Amen.
Sorry, Sin.
No. Right. I'm going to forget, remember. Can you do this for pre-finished hardwood floors?
You sure can.
Oh, was that a good question?
And the best thing about that question is that the pre-finished hardwood floors, you don't really want to sand those because they have that little bevel, and you'll lose that if you sand it off, and you'll have this weird gap. So for sure with those, they can also be done on laminate floors, floors that are not even real.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it can be the type that have like a piece of veneer, which is a thin piece of wood on top of the ply, or it can be the pergo, which is like a paper that's got aluminum oxide over it. So it just, you know, all we do is we sort of cater our process to whichever floor we're dealing with.
Mm. I'm going to have you come to my house. What we'll do is we'll tape him.
Yes.
And we'll video him, and then we can put it on us, and maybe we can do like a before and after.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because this is, you know, I mean, we've been in our house since 1992. We've done things along the way, but, I mean, there are certainly things. I mean, the hardwood floor and stuff hasn't been done in quite a while, but the whole sanding process is more than I would ever want to go through in my entire life.
Yeah, it's
That's not happening until I move out. I'll let you know that now.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. I mean, because then that gets everywhere. Yeah. I mean, the cleaning of that and everything else.
And you
else.
Really can't be in there for a couple of days. And
Let me ask you this, and then we'll go to the break. So in regard to having you come in to do this process, and we're talking about me right now. Yeah. I'm just going to be out there for our listeners. So my whole first floor is hardwood. I would say upstairs isn't as bad, so I'm not so concerned about that. So if we hired Bill Balow to come from Gallo Moving and Storage, and we said, okay, we just want you to take everything out, and I don't know, they'd probably bring a truck, put everything into the truck. You do everything. When can he put the furniture back on? Is it recommended to do it the next day? I mean, we could always leave, obviously, for a couple nights.
We typically tell people 24 hours minimum, 48 hours is best. If you have a heavy piano or a gun safe, something like that, you want to wait 72
hours. I have neither.
I was thinking.
So I can't bring my gun safe in right away. I should wait 48
hours.
Leave that in the pod.
Just keep them in your shelter that's under your house.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. The bomb
Good
shelter.
To know.
I have neither. I have neither in my house. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break.
Gift certificate? Do you want to talk?
We're definitely, because we have 10 minutes left. So if you can call. Now, I have said his nickname a couple times throughout the show.
Yeah.
So if you are listening, I just want somebody to say it on the air just so I'm not the only one that says it. 781-837-4900. Tim is manning the phones and he is waiting for your call. So if you know what the what his nickname is, please call us. And if you don't, well, I guess we'll take caller 5.
We'll
be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Barbecues, parties, reunions, uninvited guests. Rid yourself of biting bugs with Ehrlich's Mosquito and Tick Control Program. A barrier between you and them that lasts for 30 days per application. Fight the bite. Call Ehrlich, formerly Watchall, your local pest control expert. 781-331-9022.
The next time you see a football field on TV, a wide shot where you can see the whole field and everyone looks tiny, remember that the Clean Team professionally cleans as much carpet and upholstery in 1 year to cover that field 20 times over. That's a lot of cleaning. And the Clean Team does all of their cleaning around the South Shore and the Cape. The Clean Team has been in business for over 30 years, and aside from having a great reputation, they've earned plenty of certifications in the cleaning and restoration of fabrics.
I'm Jennifer, co-owner of the Clean Team. My husband Matt and I have spent many years tackling every type of residential and commercial cleaning job you could possibly think of. It's not just carpets and upholstery. We clean oriental rugs, leather, tile, stone, as well as grout cleaning and ceiling. We want to help you make your home clean and inviting.
So the next time you watch two football teams make a big mess, think of the Clean Team, covering the South Shore for over 30 years. Online at thecleanteam.net.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford. You are listening to us talking to Matt Kritz from the Clean Team. We're talking about all really important things right now, just about allergies. So if you have allergies, your family members have allergies, seasonal allergies, if your grandchildren have season allergies, this is a great topic. We also have a podcast, so if you haven't heard our bantering from the beginning of the show, you can always go to talkrealestateradio.com, or you can go right onto your app on your phone if you have the app, a podcast app, and go to Talk Real Estate Radio. We're going to give you all kinds of options. You can go to bostonconnect.com under media. You can find the podcast and listen to the show again. But some really good tips on how to get rid of the allergies. I agree with you that it should be done twice a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so to get all of that grit and dirt. I can actually picture it, like pulling out of the sofa and out of the carpets and what that looks like. Maybe I'll go video you one day. We do have somebody on. I think that this is a person who's going to guess at the top at our contest here for a $50 gift card to the Clean Team. Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Sharon?
Oh, if I was any better, I'd be on vacation. So do you have a guess for what our nickname is for Mr. Kritz?
I do. Kritzy.
Kritzy! Nice. Yay! Yay. So you win the $50 gift card, too. So have you, for the $50 gift card, do you have something in mind that you want to be doing to the house? Have you been listening to today's show, something ringing a bell with you?
Yeah, I'm looking to get my floors maybe refinished or just a spring cleaning.
Yes, that's awesome. They do a wonderful job. But as you know, if you're one of our listeners every week, we only bring on the best of the best.
I know that. I listen every week.
Oh, perfect. Well, we'll have to have you come in. We should have, every week listeners. Like, we should have, like, a little party in here. We'll have, like a little breakfast or something. Tim, you game?
Sure, as long as it doesn't get too crazy.
Yeah, it won't get too crazy.
I do have a station room while I'm here.
Yeah, Ed doesn't sound like he's too crazy. Well, Ed, thank you for calling in. Do you have any other questions for us that maybe we can help answer for you?
I don't right now. I'm on my way to a job and I'm busy right now.
What is it that you do, Ed?
Yeah, what do you do, Ed?
I'm an equipment operator, heavy equipment operator.
Oh, nice. Do we have any need for a heavy equipment operator to come in?
I got to tell you, one time one of my clients was ripping down a house and he let me get in the tractor and I got to put it right through the house. Oh, probably wasn't supposed to do that, but I did. And it felt
and
good.
You loved it, didn't you?
What's that, Ed?
You had fun with it.
Oh, my gosh. It was like, what better way to get your aggression out than pull down the side of a house,
right?
Exactly.
and Kritzy's looking at me like, seriously? Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, Ed, and be safe out there. And thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay, thank you.
And don't hang up. We're going to give you your information unless you already got it. He already gave it to Tim, so we're all set. Have a great day and be safe, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, just a quick little thing here. I don't think Sharon and Ed should ever get together.
I think
you see the look in her eye when she's realized she has a hookup possibly for a bulldozer. Holy smokes! Like
yes, and I've seen
the whole
her
house
in a
is
Bobcat.
Going down.
Yeah,
the whole house. Yeah.
I have seen you in the Bobcat.
When we first moved into our house, we had nothing. I mean, I don't know if everybody even knows my story, but Mark and I got engaged. I was 24. He was 29. We gave a builder $13,000, everything we had in our life, more so what he had. I had nothing, and the builder Roger left. We had nothing. We brought him to court. Judge says you can't get, you know, blood from a stone.
Oh,
so we
no.
lost it. We were
oh,
out.
Gosh.
We were, you know, had our wedding coming up and no place to live. So we lived with our in-laws. So we saved up for 4 months, rolled pennies, sold suits to consignment shops. One of my bosses gave me a little Coach wristlet. I sold that to get the house we're in now. But there was no landscaping. So we rented a Bobcat.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I would come home.
That.
I worked at Reebok. I would put my headlights on of my car, and I would drive around the Bobcat, right?
With a little ponytail. She had a ponytail bebopping around in the back.
That's
and
awesome.
I was look at her, and she was, well, she handled it. I'm sorry, Mark. You know, I love you. You handled that thing like a pro,
Mark.
And much better than Mark. I'm
not,
just
Mark,
saying.
Not so much.
Not so,
not
much,
so much.
But
huh?
You were too cute in there.
There. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm so glad I know Ed now. Ed, anytime you need someone to fill in for you, I'm all about working heavy equipment.
Love those toys. Love
so
them.
Things I can rip something down. So we are talking to Matt Kritz from the Clean Team. We don't want to forget that about that. We have Kritzy. He just gave away two $50 gift certificates. We're going to try to get him connected with Bill Baylo. I think that this is going to be a great connection because
yeah.
if they could arrange something.
Oh, for sure.
You know, where, and I'm guessing during the week would be a really good time for them where maybe they have, you know, empty your trucks.
Sure. Yeah, who
you
knows?
You could put everything in the truck, leave the truck parked in the person's
yeah.
parking lot.
Yeah.
They can take, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there is a need. I mean, you know, we definitely, we've had people ask us, who should we use them? I don't have an affiliation or someone I can refer.
We have an affiliation.
Someone you can trust.
Someone right.
Look
trust.
At me pointing at you like I mean it right now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Don't even,
yeah.
Gallo the dander goes up.
Yeah. Gallo Moving
yeah.
and Storage is
best.
Wonderful. I've never referred a moving company in my history of selling real estate until I met Bill Baylo. So they are wonderful.
That's absolutely.
Great.
Let's talk a little bit about this Oriental rug that you saved, a $30,000.
Okay. Yes.
So apparently Gatorade and Oriental rugs
Don't mix.
Well, they mix really well.
They stain really
yeah,
well.
Unfortunately, well, what happened was this woman had an heirloom rug. It was her mother's rug that her mother had ordered and waited 2 years for it to be handmade.
Wow.
$30,000 back in the day.
Mm.
Okay, so this woman's mother's still alive, but the woman's my age, so I figure the mom's at least, you know, I'm 38, so I figure.
She's got to be in her 50s, right?
Yeah, right.
At least.
But so anyways, this rug means a lot to her, and it's a huge rug. It's like 25 by 14. I mean, it's enormous.
Wow.
So she had called, her sister had spilled orange Gatorade on the white field of this rug, and she had called so many people, and even people that came out said there's nothing they can do. They tried to get out. The woman had tried all kinds of different things.
So which sometimes can make things worse.
It
correct?
Does. It always does.
Okay.
Unless you
yeah,
use the right thing.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Call you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out, and one person at least was smart enough to chemically rinse it and get all that other stuff that she had used out of there because it's tearing the wool apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came, and I saw it, and I saw the pictures, which I just showed you guys,
yeah.
and I said, oh, it's a shame that all this happened. Went out there. She lived in Pembroke. I was able to test a small area with a process and a product that we use that I've been trained on highly, mm-hmm. a lot of training. And I was able to pull it out. And I did a little bit, and I just showed her, look, this is how it's going to look. And, you know, do we want to proceed? And we did. She had to take on the risk. You know, obviously I was going to use what I knew would work because we tried it. But, you know, the rug's mm-hmm. ruined right now.
Right.
So let's do what we can. And you saw the pictures. I mean,
yeah.
It's
oh,
gone.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And she was so happy. And, you know, I joked that I would have done it for free. I mean, honestly, the money is just one thing you have to charge to cover your costs.
Yeah.
Right.
But the way this woman was, even her dad and her mother, because they're still alive, just to be able to take that anguish off of them,
mm-hmm.
it felt great.
It is. And that is part of, I mean, we always go back to this warm, cuddly feeling that we have with, you know, our co-hosts here and the people that we refer. And I really, Cindy and I both believe there's no coincidences in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my paths have crossed with the best people that I can refer to my clients to, because I literally call my clients my baby cubs. You know what I mean? I am taking care of them, and I feel like I need to. And I'm in a situation right now where I have some clients that, you know, I'm going through a process with them that's really difficult. And I literally said I would give up my entire commission in order to make this work for them. I just really want this to work for them. I
yeah,
really don't even
wow.
care about the money. Again, I mean, we all have to work and get paid. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
we get compensated for what we do. But there are these situations that, you know, you go through all these chapters with people, and I helped them purchase this house. I just want to see it end well for them. And,
yeah.
You know, so I would be willing to do that. And that's, for you saying that, it rang a chord. And Cindy,
absolutely.
I know. Cindy was, if I can take the liberty, was in Children's Hospital with one of her clients this weekend. Mm. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, this week.
Yeah.
Because she needed a ride, and Cindy brought her. So I thought that was great. That's what we do.
Glad that I could.
Yeah. So, Matt, we're going to have you back again. We banter too much with you, so we owe you a show for sure. And we will talk more about, but people can go to your website, which is?
TheCleanTeam.net.
Okay, and how can people get in touch with you if they want to?
Reach us at our phone number, 781-585-4678. Again, that number is 781-585-4678.
Perfect. And I'm going to put up a little blog on our website as well. Of course, we'll have the radio show on there as well. You can go to our podcast, talkrealestateradio.com, or on the app, the podcast app, Talk Real Estate Radio. And Cindy and I are going to be on tomorrow, Monday night, with Kevin Tocci on his show right around 6:30, 7 o'clock. Yep. So tune in to WATD. Go to bostonconnect.com under media. You'll find today's show. And then we're going to put up a page soon with all of our preferred professionals. And you know Kritzy will be on there. Again, Matt and Jennifer Kritz from The Clean Team, the best of the best. Sin, how can people get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. Sharon?
And with me, 781-826-8000 is the office. And you can get both of us there. Or text me, 781-294-4848 for all your real estate needs. Sharon and Cindy are available. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.